Hi, it's The Read here. I hope you're enjoying the roundup. I know I am. I can actually bear to do it now because the news stories are much shorter and fast-paced, and they cut straight to the point. On the other hand, you have the humour to keep things fresh, so please tell me what you think. Maybe you just want to go on a hot date with me. I'm cool with either. Enjoy. This is the roundup for the 5th of October 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and these are today's top stories. Bonds are down, stocks down, gold down, oil down, but jobs up? Today's long-awaited US employment print came in, and it's a winner! Unemployment is down to 7.8% on expectations of 8.2%. Bernanke's done his job for once, and we can all sleep soundly at night for eternity. The reason? The biggest reported jump in the number of employed people since January 2003. In other words, so-called labour participation rose 0.1%. In actual words, nothing more than a statistical lie. But wait a second, Julius. Don't be such a pessimistic. The real reason is that the number of part-time people employed for economic reasons soared by 582,000 people, the most since the announcement of QE1 in March of 2009. It's not difficult to have a happy statistic when everyone's slave labour. Employment of workers in the 20 to 24-year-old age category increased. Is that right? Yeah, that's correct. This is awkward, considering that employment of those in their early 20s has reported negative for every single year for the past 22 years since data collection. I'm baffled. Talk about blatant manipulation. Obama is about as desperate as an Asian schoolgirl. She's just asking to be raped by tentacles. Who's winning the race to debase? The irony is overwhelming. Most major currencies are only worth a quarter of what they were since 1981. In fact, the yen is only worth 20% of what it was since the year 2000. Screw Pocahontas, here's a real story to tell the grandkids. US consumer credit has soared by $18.1 billion from last month. It's quite simple. The government just handed out $14 billion in non-revolving credit via student loans and government auto loans, while revolving debt only increased by a modest $4.2 billion. If it has a plus sign, it's probably good. Turkey and Syria have gone batshit and are shooting each other with bombs and artillery. Now, play nice, boys. Not that you can play nice in a war. Ooh. Whatever happened to a nice game of chess? On this day in history, national US gas prices have never been higher. At roughly $3.75 a gallon, you'd be better off getting a slave. Goddamn regulations! In fact, as of today, a Californian gas station in the Calabasas has reported gas prices of $5.69 per gallon for regular unleaded. In fact, Californian gas prices have soared well over 100% in little under a month. Thanks, Saudi Arabia. I love you like my student loans. Talking about highs, that was some really good hydro earlier. US food stamp usage has risen yet again to new record highs. At 46.7 million, I think we can happily say that Obama has been a job well done. In perspective of his success, 4.5 million jobs have been lost since December 2007, while 21 million people have been added to food stamp and disability rolls. Let's not forget the $7 trillion or so added in debt. But we be paying that back, won't we, black man? Oh, sorry, I forgot puppets can't talk. On the Reed's social unrest radar, Bahrain is in complete chaos. Police, tear gas, riots, all the fun stuff we know and love. In Athens, people going crazy and breaking shit. But when you live near the equator and you bear that much hair, sometimes it can be a little unbearable. Merkel's Hitler-like image doesn't help when the internet porn has been cut off. How's this for bullish? Italian stocks are up 5% for the week. Spain's IBEX is up 3+%. Portuguese government bond spreads are 82 basis points lower. And the Euro-USD is 1.25% higher this week. The biggest bull moves in over 6 weeks. I told you Merkel should have worn a paper bag over her head, although most of these gains happened today. South Africa's Lonmin mine has fired all 12,000 workers who took part in the 3-week strike. Last night, police yet again shot dead a worker from the mine, bringing the toll to 48. The unrest is tasty. If you divide the number of household survey people employed by the number of part-time jobs available for economic reasons, you get exactly 2/3, or 0.666 reoccurring. Talk about dodgy. It's too bad you can't fire a computer system. All trading has been halted on the New York Stock Exchange. Now, who unplugged the high-frequency trading machine? Lastly, there is a disturbing disparity between US industrial performance and US bank performance. In other words, the reality has become so disparate that a bunch of numbers on a computer are our last saving grace. This has been the Roundup with me, Julius Reed, for the 5th of October 2012, and I promise I don't have AIDS. At least that's what I told her. And until next time, thank you for listening.